This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I am with Brad Albin, who's the VP of Manufacturing for REG. Brad, how are you?
Very good.
Well, Brad, thanks for joining us today. We just finished giving the USDA and the EPA a tour of your biodiesel facility here in Newton, Iowa. And you have been in this industry before people knew what the biodiesel industry was. So how has it evolved over, you know, these last 20, 30 years?
Well, one of the things that's evolved is just like today when the EPA and Vilsack were here, that it opens up a lot of eyes when they see what's actually going on. Over the last 10 years, I have seen the industry go from a few different feedstocks, such as soybean oil, to using 30 to 40 different feedstocks, all the way from the used cooking oil that comes out of the McDonald's and the Burger Kings, all the way through to on the back end to close the loop, even on an ethanol plant. There's corn oil, inedible corn oil that comes off there. We also convert to biodiesel. So, you know, the amount of feedstocks that we use, it's reducing the price, the quality is outstanding, and the industry is going forward at a great pace.
So, Brad, talking about the feedstocks, in the past, the technology wouldn't be able to run multiple feedstocks, but where REG has actually been a leader is in developing and utilizing what we call multi-feedstock technology. So how has that process evolved for REG and the industry both?
It has been evolving and continues to evolve. We have many plants. There are different processes that can change the oil into a biodiesel. It's high technology. A lot of people don't know how to do it, but the future is taking the lower cost feedstocks that are inedible and changing those into biodiesel versus using higher cost pure refined oils.
And you've already been testing those, correct, Brad? Have you already started to test what we would consider an emerging feedstock per se?
Absolutely. We've in fact done the largest feedstock study that we know of, as a matter of fact, that uses feedstocks that you might never have heard of, like camelina oil that's coming out further in the Midwest. There's, of course, canola oils and things like that that are in the north. There's jatropha oils that are getting grown in India and Australia and places where the dirt isn't very good. And those are the future of feedstocks for biodiesel, including algae. Algae is a lot of people working on that. And in an acre of soybeans or corn where you could get off so many bushels, in algae, that same amount of acreage maybe is 10,000 times more oil off the same acreage. And that's what the future is. And we've already converted all that. In fact, there's plants that have already converted that, and it's actually running in cars already.
So many people don't know that. Many people in our government don't realize that. So having USDA Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack here and EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, when you were watching the interactions with everybody, how did you feel in terms of their knowledge and their takeaway? Do you feel confident that they're truly beginning to understand where companies like REG are helping to take this industry?
I think that Secretary Vilsack is in tune enough to where he's on top of that. We've got the EPA in today and the administrator here today. You can see her eyes opening up quite a bit, so it puts a smile on our face. I'm also the vice president of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association here in Iowa. It's the largest state renewable fuels association, and every year we do a sustainability tour, and it's in the summer. And we bring the USDA and new people from the EPA that have never even been on a farm and have never seen this type of stuff, and they come out here for a week, and what you find is the look on their face when they're learning this stuff is just precious, because they just didn't know. They didn't understand the whole thing, and as they learn that, when they go back to Washington, D.C., they go back loaded with new information that's just outstanding.
So, Brad, what's your next step in terms of, you know, manufacturing and technologies and feedstocks? What's REG's next step?
The next step is really just continue the path, continue to push the envelope, use new feedstocks. We're building plants and upgrading plants all across the United States as we stand here. It's just continuing that effort. We need the support from everyone because, you know, it's all about a few things. It's about energy security. It's about, having less body bags come over the ocean. And we've got these great renewable products that are a huge competitive advantage for the United States of America that I think if everybody gets on the same bandwagon, it's just a great thing.
Great. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks.